This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we get things started out tonight here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, we are broadcasting live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to my great radio station affiliates all across the country. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And let's not forget that we've also got our firefighters, our EMPs, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers for your service to America, and also the U.S. Coast Guard. We want to get them in the mix here and always thank them for what they do, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people that are working tonight out there, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, all keeping things running, and our construction workers and bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail, getting that mail to where we'll get that today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, let's get started out here with the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, there's a lot of important stories out there tonight, but the big story, especially down here in my neck of the woods, that is national news, is a Broward County Sheriff's deputy was arrested and after being totally taken off the Sheriff's Department, along with a Broward County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Brian Miller, for neglect of duties. And also, he's been charged with 7 counts of child neglect, 3 counts of culpable negligence, and 1 count of perjury in connection with the February 14, 2018 mass murder of 14 students and 3 adults at the Parkland School with the killer, Nicholas Cruz. Now, this is big stuff that a deputy was charged for not going in to do his duty at the school. And by the way, I should point out that the training that they had received would have required that deputy to have gone into the school. And contrary to public opinion, we found out that they hadn't done a live shooter training exercise in a school in Broward County in 3 years.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, Captain, with this story, we remember those who were killed that day, and we also remember that those who are put in charge to protect the kids in this case, if you stand outside of the school, no matter what kind of reasoning someone could come up with, I don't know that it flies, certainly not with the parents of those who lost children that day, because we, in our society, we believe that if you put on a badge and you're going to stand watch and you've got a weapon and somebody is doing what the shooter was doing, that you're going to do everything in your power. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Part of this whole thing, Captain, is because it is thought that some had lost their lives because of the inaction of this deputy.
Well, that's exactly correct. And the problem is we have a situation where it wasn't just this deputy. It was what he did when he told the police officers responding and the other sheriff's deputies to stay back 500 yards instead of going in the building. And had it not been for the local police force that showed up on the backside of the school, nobody would have gone into that building any sooner than what was going on while this shooter was still in the school, engaged in firing about 150 rounds. rounds, as I understand it, out of the AR-15 that he had, still going up and down the hallways and up and down the floors, if you will, killing students.
Exactly right. And certainly as you'd be standing outside the building or you know, not entering the building, and you'd hear the shots ringing out and so forth, that's just such a terrible, terrible thing. And one would think that you would run into the to that area, because in a situation like that, sometimes I know that there are procedures and so forth, but sometimes if you're in a position to help someone, in fact, Captain, we've seen acts of heroism by people who weren't even trained to do anything, but they do it instinctively. And certainly when you have young people in danger and so forth, it's just unacceptable to the community.
Well, that's very true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, there's one other thing here, too. In other news that happened late yesterday afternoon, the Trump administration announced that they're imposing major new travel restrictions on visits to Cuba by U.S. citizens. Now, this includes a ban on many forms of educational and recreational travel, and it includes cruise ships going to Havana, Cuba. No more cruise ships going down there from the United States. And a Treasury Department statement said that the U.S. will no longer allow the group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel to the island. This is all part of trying to get Cuba out of the picture there in Venezuela.
Well, right, exactly. And, of course, one has to ask the question, during the Obama administration, why was it so important for President Obama to try to relax all those restrictions, certainly at a time when we're not seeing the kinds of things that should be happening in a country like Cuba, and specifically like Cuba, in order to be able to have relaxations of sanctions or other kinds of things like that. That was really kind of a very odd kind of a deal, but certainly what the Trump administration is doing, again, is trying to reapply those, and especially where it concerns the ongoing developing tragedy that's going on in Venezuela.
Now, not to be outdone, we've still got plenty of news going on down there with the border, which is all related to some of the things we've been hearing and seeing about. ICE is reporting right now that at least 1 million people will have crossed the border illegally in 2019, and that more than half of them will be staying in the U.S. And I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to be taking our break right now. Coming up, folks, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, you tell them why we're doing this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Little Bobby Palermo bringing us back in here tonight. We're going to feature a couple of different artists during the breaks here, during the first hour, see what goes on there. But Bobby Palermo, of course, is one of those guys that we haven't heard from in a while, and that was one of his feature songs that he played to begin with there when we first started out with the relationship we have with Bobby, Make America Great Again. Back to the phone lines, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. You can get a great rate with a personal touch and ask about insurance for more than just your car, too, because not only do they insure the car or the truck in which you're driving, but they'll also insure, oh gosh, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, even that snowmobile you got. And remember, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico Insurance agency. Now, don't forget, look them up online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to your phone book under insurance agents, and you'll find them that way, too. All right, good morning. Oop. I think, let's see here. Kyle, we got you back?
Got me back, dude.
All right, okay, I just noticed you just dropped there. I don't know why. All right, but anyway, the border and ICE yesterday came out and said something which just defies logic here, I suppose. And it was about the fact that they were anticipating at least 1 million illegals to cross the border this year, at least 1 million individuals. Now, that being said, the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Mark Morgan, said, and I quote, "We're going to allow 65% of these individuals into the interior of the United States because we have nowhere left to put them." And then he also said, "I believe that this is the worst in modern times that we've experienced because of the demographic issue." that being the family units and unaccompanied minors that are coming across the border illegally. Now, they have just started with the DNA tests to verify that the children that are traveling with the adults are, in fact, the children of the adults they're with. And what's amazing is over one-third of the tests are coming back. The kids are not with their parents.
See, Captain, this is a major, major development in this border crisis story that we've been following. And because, of course, we hear about the families coming and so forth, and from certain points of view and certain news outlets, they play that story to the heartstrings of the American people. And of course the American people don't want to see families separated and so on and so forth. The American people are not cold-hearted in that regard. But when we're finding out now that it appears that a good portion of those who are trying to come across the border appearing to be a family is simply not true. And so this is a major, major thing, because what happens to those kids, Captain, once they, quote-unquote, serve their purpose for those who are trying to make entry into the United States under false pretenses? This is a major thing for safety and the well-being of these minor children. And so we have to, review this, put policies in place that are going to be able to catch these people who are literally using these kids. It's not a good thing.
Well, they also expect, Kyle, to be able to deport more people, because the ones that are going to be deported more are going to be the single males, which they either can't vet or verify who they are through whatever means that they have of trying to verify them. And that's what's going to be up. And again, where these people are going to be going, they're moving them around the country to different places. We've already heard at one time they wanted to send some to Florida, and our governor down here said, oh, no, not here. And, of course, the president's agreed with them and said, no, okay, we won't do that. But, I mean, still, with everything that's going on, it's just an unbelievable set of circumstances. They got to go somewhere. People are going to say, and I know there's people listening to me right now, well, why do we have to let them in at all? Well, excuse me, it's because of our current immigration law, and we have to change it. We have to change the asylum law that's out there. And by the way, that's been talked about in the House and in the Senate. But it might pass in one respect in one branch of the Congress, maybe the Senate, but it won't pass any other, because the Democrats aren't going to go along with this president about anything.
No, they're not, Captain, and certainly what we're seeing is a total breakdown of the ability for the United States to formulate a real policy in a bipartisan way. That's why the president, I think, is now resorting to the use, in this case, of the tariffs against Mexico, the threat of tariffs, to try to get some kind of movement from the Mexican side and try to rattle the cage not only of the government, but, of course, of the cartels that heavily influence.
And that's the problem, Kyle. That's the problem right there. The cartels are the ones who run the show in Mexico. We know that. They have the money. They have the wherewithal. They have the influence. They have the militias that back them up. As a matter of fact, in most cases, our militias are better equipped and better trained than are the Mexican military. And they run the show. Somehow or another, we have to go in and strategically and surgically get rid of these cartels. Now, I do know from a conversation I had yesterday with an intelligence person, we have got DHS people, to include some of our military, down in the source countries of Guatemala, of Ecuador, of the Honduras, of Mexico, that are working with the forces that are there, trying to get them to where they can go after the sources of the problem.
Well, right. And, you know, this really does become, you know, how much is this now affecting United States national security, in the sense of course, the massive amounts of resources that have to be deployed in order to try to stop people coming over the border and this kind of thing. But if the president is successful in getting some kind of movement from the Mexican side, which helps to begin to curtail this, well, that will obviously be a good thing. But at the same time, though, the drugs that come over, the human trafficking and so forth, I think the American people, as they begin to learn much more about this actual crisis, which is multi-pronged at the border, having to do with not only people trying to come across illegally for whatever reason, personally, but also the drugs, the human trafficking, which of course are terrible things in and of themselves, there's going to be a lot more support for some pretty tough stances for the United States to take. And I got to tell you, Captain, the Democrat Party elite are just happy to be on the sidelines on this, because they think if they just continue to deny President Trump any kind of victory on anything, well, then they're going to reap some kind of reward in 2020, and I think they're fooling themselves.
All right, and folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do many nights during the week. This week you're on every night, so you're doing yeoman work again. And, you know, we appreciate that when you get out there, and a lot of people pay me a lot of compliments for when you have an opportunity to come on like that. And I do want to play something here right now. It's from Mayor Pete. And Mayor Pete had something to say about ICE, and this was at a political event that he had in Fresno, California, out there in your state.
There's three things I want to point to that are going to be important. The first, of course, is just do no harm, right? The first is to stop the bad policy. So when we talk about ICE, you know, whether it's in its current form or some other form, when our immigration authorities are given an inhumane, and in my view, in many ways, illegal set of policies to carry out.
Now, that was kind of hard to hear because somebody apparently was recording it from inside the room. There was quite an echo. Here's what he said, and I'll repeat it here. He said, there's three things I want to point out that are going to be important. The first, of course, is do no harm. The second is to stop that policy, talking about ICE. So when we talk about ICE, you know, whether it's in its current form or some other form, when our immigration authorities are given the inhumane and, in my view, in so many ways, illegal act of setting policies to carry out, the results are going to be horrifying. It sounds like a bunch of double talk to me, because he does not understand what ICE is there for. That's the enforcement wing of the Border Patrol and immigration when people come into this country illegally.
Well, right, yeah, but I think one of the Democrat Party approaches to this is to try to make ICE into being, they're either the KKK, if you're hearing from Kamala Harris in her Senate hearing that one occasion, or they're somehow the brown shirts or the Gestapo or something like that. And what they're really doing is they're just...
All right, well, hang on, because we're going to break now. And, of course, folks, we are featuring Bobby Palermo during our break, so don't go anywhere. Here he is again, and I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the possible tariffs on Mexico. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is still threatening to impose a 5% tariffs on Mexico if they don't work harder to prevent illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman expressed concern that tariffs are distracting from the trade war with China.
Our focus should be on not just USMCA and getting a good trade agreement done, but also on China. And this distracts us from dealing with a very serious trade issue we have with China. So my hope is that the president will reconsider those tariffs. I know there's a meeting tomorrow with the Mexican foreign minister. Of course, I think we should do more on the border, and I'd like to see Mexico do more to help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line.
Little highway junkie to bring you in this time. Some truckers music for the truckers that are out there listening tonight.
What do you expect of some old trucker?
I'll tell you what. We're all going to be tapping our toes here in a minute. I know Kyle Warren's tapping his toes on his end. Alrighty, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody, and we're brought to you this time by the USCCA. No, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take a look at that logo link that's right there, because when you click on it, you're going to see a little drop-down menu, and one of them is going to say the Gun a Day Giveaway Contest, which you can sign up for, and good luck on that. We want to announce a winner here, and if you don't sign up, we can't announce the winner, so sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway, which is absolutely free, and then take a look at what they have to offer. They've got three different levels of membership, and if you decide to become a member, regardless of what it is, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so, including some great gear that you can carry around from the USCCA. So that's my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it seems that our former president, number 44, Barack Obama, is doing quite a bit of talking about Brexit and trying to render his opinion for the British to hear. Now, he's defended the controversial comments about the United Kingdom vote on the European Union, And his remarks are not, what he's been doing is he's been like putting his hand on the scale to try to get the people in the UK, the politicians to Parliament to perhaps agree with something that may or may not be in the best interest of England, and certainly not in what the president, our president, number 45, Donald Trump is selling.
Well, right. Well, of course, back when the Brexit thing was beginning to really sort of come together, the concept of that, back in 2016 especially, President Obama made some comments about what he thought about the idea of Brexit, that it would put Great Britain to what he called the back of the queue for negotiations, trade negotiations. In other words, the United States would negotiate with the European bloc, but then also would have to negotiate with Great Britain. And I think a lot of the officials in Britain maybe took a little bit of umbrage at that, and now they're hearing President Trump essentially put Britain back into the forefront, and the state dinner, the state visit and so forth, all the pomp and circumstance.
Included at least one state dinner.
And it did include the state dinner, exactly, yeah. But all of that sort of seems to be repairing, to a great degree, the very special relationship that the United States has with Great Britain. The United States has very good relations with other European countries, of course, but there is a special quality to the relationship between the UK and the United States. And so I think that what they're hearing from President Trump may be a little bit more something that they enjoy hearing more than hearing that from Barack Obama back then. And yes, it's being said that Obama was sort of putting his hand on the scale for that. But the president said he might sue the European Union for Brexit. Theresa May, the prime minister, said, you know, she's not going to take that advice from the president on that. They wanted to work it out a different way. And it seemed to be said it all in very good faith and everything. But President Obama just didn't get his way on that whole thing. And one could question as well the kind of relationship that Obama really wanted to have with Great Britain. I don't think he had a really great relationship per se.
Okay, and by the way, somebody just sent me a picture here that's apparently going to be in the New York Times today. It's a kind of an out-of-focus picture from one of the cameras at the school that shows the deputy, the Broward County Sheriff's deputy, who just got arrested, Scott Peterson, for dereliction of duty, as well as child neglect and perjury. Apparently he lied about something that he said, but apparently these pictures that showed up, and there's more of them, shows him not running but walking, talking on his radio with a school teacher towards the building or the end of the building where the shots were being fired. Now, seems to me it was like kind of this picture shows kind of a lackadaisical response on his part.
Well, of course, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like, and I think it shows that his weapon is holstered at the time.
It is.
Exactly. If there are gunshots going off, it would seem to me that, number one, as a peace officer, you draw your weapon because you don't know, A, how many shooters there are because this is an emergency situation, and B, what if that person came out the front door of the building at that point? So many things that are going on. So I think this particular case is so revolting to not only the community at large, but to the parents of the victims.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments about this yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just going to get worse and worse. Now, we understand he's got $102,000 bail. Once he's out on bail, he'll have to wear a GPS locator device, surrender his passport, and so forth while awaiting the...
And by the way, he did retire from the Sheriff's Department on a $100,000 a year pension. He did very well when it came to his pension, 55 years old when he retired.
Yeah, exactly. And the department, we understand, formally terminated him at this point now,
yeah.
Even though he did announce his retirement shortly after the event set.
Well, they maintain a special deputy status.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which means that they can be called in for reserve status and all that. But there was a patrol sergeant who was fired as a result of this, and apparently he was the one that was... the first high-ranking officer on the scene that went along with what Peterson was telling the other officers, and it went against the protocol. Again, they should have gone into the building right away, and they did have a SWAT team that showed up from the local community. They sent their SWAT team. They were there before the sheriff's department was, and they actually went into the building first anyway, down the other end. All right.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, yes, I mean, well, from every single one of these kinds of tragedies, obviously they're analyzed by the law enforcement agencies and so forth, and
yep.
They try to make sure that they streamline or develop whatever new protocols need to be in place, because when these things are happening, that literally seconds count and lives can be saved by action.
That's it. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, Kyle, Republican senators now are warning our president that they're not sure that they can deliver the votes on the Mexican tariffs, even though the president could do this by executive order. There has to be some sort of legislation down the line after this is done, and they're not sure that they can deliver the votes in the Senate right now to give him what he wants.
Well, yeah, this is a really interesting sort of situation, Captain. I think obviously the president is trying to wield whatever authority he can muster in order to try to get, again, some kind of movement from the Mexican side about the
which is working, according to the Texas Attorney General. He said that he's already noticed that the flow is slowed down. There's not as many on the border since the word tariffs was mentioned, that the Mexicans apparently are doing something to keep them away from that border.
Right, exactly right. But, and of course, those in the legislature, in this case the Senate, they look at things a little bit differently. They don't have quite the same timetable, per se, as the executive does, as the chief executive, President Trump, does. At the same time, they're looking politically at whether or not they're going to sort of be associated with this, you know, raising tariffs and making car prices higher and this kind of thing. Maybe they don't think they can weather that kind of criticism. But the president is actually running a gambit against Mexico at this point, or with this whole situation, I should say. It's a better way of putting it.
All right.
The whole situation.
And then very quickly, before I run out of time, I want to get this tossed in there. The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, also has sued San Antonio, the airport, about not allowing the Chick-fil-A into the airport. And I don't know what he's suing them for, what the charge is, what the allegation is. But obviously, they don't want them there because they said their excuse was, well, they're not open Sunday.
Well, yeah, I think the general thrust of the lawsuit, I think, at this point is to try to get the documents that will shed light on how this decision was arrived at, essentially, by the airport. So part of it is maybe, I think, having to do with freedom of information and so forth. But it begins to boil down to a religious,
okay. Tell everybody how we can hear your show, because we got to go.
Oh, certainly. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
And, folks, we'll be right back right after this break. Going to take a look at the highways and byways out there all across the country and see what's going on. And, Houston, you got some rain. Big old system there. It's subtropical. It's not a storm. It's just a depression. But you got some rain. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, The theme from Smokey and the Bandit, sung by Jerry Reed. Old Fred up there in the front seat of the big old black Kenworth pulling that 40-foot Great Dane reefer from days gone by. And, of course, Smokey the Bandit and Frog are up front somewhere driving on around. As you well know, Smokey's chasing them down the highway. And I can still picture that movie. That was those movies were really a lot of fun to watch. They had a lot of fun in them. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by one of our great sponsors, and it happens to be Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops right now. Remember, you're home away from home out there in the highway. It's not just your daddy's favorite truck stop anymore. Flying J's are a little different story right now with what they've done, and they're places to go to. They're destination locations if you're in a truck, because they got parking lots and they got all sorts of amenities there. And even along with the Flying J, some of the Pilots. The bigger Pilots that are being built, and all great places to go right now. Tell them the captain sent you. You might get yourself a free cup of coffee out of the deal. And a special shout out goes to our Pilots and our Flying J's that are right here in my listening area, and the guys and gals that I've already met already. And you guys up there in Georgia, I'm going to meet you one of these times up there in the state line there, Valdosta. I'm going to stop by and shake your hands and say howdy howdy to you. Now, tropical moisture from an area not expected to develop off the southern coast of Texas is drifting along the coast and spreading heavy rain across areas already saturated from flooding. And in some cases, these are the same areas that got the heavy floods a while ago. I'm talking about Houston. I'm talking about Beaumont. I'm talking about Galveston. I'm talking about all of those lower ends of Louisiana, all the way across almost to New Orleans, but certainly to the Mississippi River. And this is a situation where the rain is just going to keep on raining. This is a system that's just floating right now. And, of course, with the weather and the temperature as warm as it is in the Gulf of Mexico, and as long as this thing has just been churning, building up moisture, it's got a lot of rain to dump, and it's dumping it right now from about Galveston all the way around to almost New Orleans, Louisiana, as we talk right now. So, flash flooding watches and warnings from excessive rainfall are all through this area, especially along portions of the Gulf Coast, and it'll be probably till the end of the week. It looks like this thing's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. It's just slowly drifting along the coastline. And isolated severe thunderstorms with damaging straight-line winds and large hail will also be possible. We're not hearing any mentioning of tornadoes right now, and that's great, but you always have to keep in mind that's a possibility. And, of course, it'll also go into the northern capital region of Mississippi a little bit later this week, too, as it moves along very slowly right now. Now, let's take a look at what we got going on here. Again, if you're coming across I-10, when you clear Alabama and Mississippi and get into Louisiana, about the time you get to Hammond on I-10 or I-8, you're going to run into the rain. It's going to be heavy all the way across almost to, west. It's going to be almost to the outskirts of San Antonio. That's how far the weather is going to take you, the rain tonight. And it is slowly moving to the east-northeast. Now, once you clear San Antonio and you get out west, you should be okay until you get into the hills along the border of Texas out there by about Fort Stockton. And then you might find some rain there, as there is some flood watches and warnings and heavy rain over in that area as well right now. You've also got flood warnings and watches up into the northern part of the panhandle of just below the panhandle of Oklahoma, from Lubbock north towards Amarillo. And you folks there on KRFE Lubbock, you're probably contending with that right now from the rain that you've already had. Going out west, further out west, looking good going to California. You got a high heat advisory in the desert tonight, Barstow, out that way, I-10, and I-15, and I-40, but you certainly got a high heat advisory out in California tonight. up along, Colorado, you've got some flood watches and warnings just a little bit east of I-25 in a section there where they've had a lot of rain in the last few days. You still got flood watches, flash flood watches. Up in Montana, central and southern Montana, in north and western Wyoming, and around Laramie and around Cheyenne, all the water levels and the water tables are high in the ground. You've got a frost warning tonight in the fruit areas of Medford, Oregon, and central Oregon, southern part of Oregon. And going over the top of Donner, you've got a frost warning there going down to just about Auburn in California. You'll have some flood warnings south of I-80 tonight as well, along Nevada. And we've got some flood warnings along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers for, I guess you can just take your pick here. Here we go. The river, Mississippi River, southern part of Minnesota and Iowa and Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana, as well as parts of South Dakota and parts of western Kentucky and western Tennessee and western Mississippi. Again, all along the river, the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Arkansas rivers have all got very, very high levels right now. And if they get any more rain, it's going to make it even worse. And like I say, right now, the rain that's coming there from Galveston over to Houston, over to Beaumont, over through half of Louisiana tonight, it's definitely creating a problem. Now, did you talk about what you might expect out there in the highways? I spent a lot of time with my wife, and, of course, that was my second income. We had a trucking company with trucks, and truck stops at one time were interesting, but they really cleaned them up a lot more than what they used to be, and it really made them a home away from home for a lot of drivers. Now, Flying J has done a lot of renovation in a lot of their places. So has in Pilot. And they've added some really good features in there when it comes to food. Now, some of the Flying J's have got Arby's and Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut's, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. You might find a Dunkin' Donuts and one or two, the Flying J's. You'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill. You might also find a Cinnabon or a Dunkin' Donuts and one of them and the bigger ones that are out there. And, of course, Pilot and Flying J's, they're competitors. We know who they are. They rival them, and they've modernized along the line because this is what you have to do in this day and age is make it a little better than the other guys so maybe you can, have some amenities the other people don't. But what they have got in the bigger travel centers are parking, Catskills. You can get your permits through the Transflow Express Travel Document Center there, trip packs, truck washes, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks for your laptops and your tablets, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing. They've also got laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and don't forget the lounges with the big screen televisions in them for the professional drivers. My wife used to particularly like that, even though we did have when we finally decided, that we weren't going to be on the road any longer, we had a satellite TV in our truck, and I want to think it was Dish at the time. That's right, it was Dish. I had to remember who the heck it was, and then of course now I got DirecTV, and that's better yet. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. We're coming back with more. Ms. Rosemary DePere and her sister will be on the other side of the hour, top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, tell them all how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.